Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I would say if you want to increase the odds of having a haunted building, you would want to pick a building that's had a lot of people coming and going from it. Not just like walking in the door and walking out the door, but taking up some form of residence there for a period of time. Now, old buildings, old houses, you know, naturally, usually, you know, could fit that bill. Another group of houses that don't even necessarily need to be super old that can fit that bill would be your college apartment style houses. Sometimes they are old homes that are just refitted into apartments. Sometimes they're just newer family-style homes that are every so many years recycled through with the students that are going to that college. And lots of people calling them home for long periods of time through very emotional, very formative years of life. Times where very dramatic things happen to someone that will affect them for the rest of their lives. So naturally, a psychic imprint, if you believe in that, could very easily be put onto that property many times over in a much shorter period of time than, say, a home that families live in for 20, 30, 40 years, and another family 20, 30, 40 years, a college-type home. You could have people in there every 2 to 4 years and so on and so forth, where you have as many people that would take to go through a family home over 100 years, you could have in maybe 10 to 20 years, just because of the rollover of that. So it's not necessarily super surprising to me when we get ghost stories in about haunted college homes or haunted college dorms. It's a lot of coming and going, a lot of learning, a lot of accepting, a lot of discovering, a lot of emotion that happens in those years. And there's also tragedy that certainly happens as well through those periods of time. A lot of firsts in an adult life while being a college student. In our next story, we hear about one of those homes and what seems to be a friendly ghost. And yes, I meant to say that in kind of a questioning form, because I think that's kind of where it's left at. Take a listen. I am a student at a university in Pennsylvania. This recent semester, I moved into an off-campus apartment with five new roommates. I would soon learn about a six. Our apartment was decently sized with a living room, kitchen, long corridor, and three bedrooms, each of which was designed for two people. Before starting my story, I should explain some history of the area. The town had once been a mining town, but no longer housed any abandoned mines. It's in the middle of the Pocono Mountains and is about 2 hours away from Philadelphia and New York City. There are several noted stories about hauntings in or around the school, most of which stem from a severe flood in the 1850s that killed almost 200 people. The most famous haunting takes place in one of the dorms, where the ghost of a girl who hung herself allegedly tends to revisit her old dorm room whenever one roommate is out. My first experience with our ghost came in the middle of the day at about 3 p.m., There were four of us sitting in the living room when suddenly a calculator came flying off the kitchen table and landed in the middle of our floor between us. My roommates did not think too much about it, but we spent the rest of the day attempting to derive a logical theory of how this could have happened. We could not. The next experience came while the Super Bowl playoffs were going on in late January on Sunday. Two of my roommates and I were watching the game on TV in the living room, and we had recently bought a plastic storage bin in the apartment to use as a cooler. We left the cover to the bin in the hallway, leaning against the opposite wall, and our door was wide open while we watched the game. The hallway was completely empty, and I had a good vision of the entire hallway out of the corner of my eye. We were suddenly startled by a loud noise, and when I turned around to cover the bin we had been using as a cooler, appeared to have been thrown violently into the doorway of the apartment. I then got up and knocked on all our neighbors' doors and asked if they had done something, but most of them were either not around or undeniably occupied. After this, I came to hear stories from my roommates. One story involved a roommate of mine waking up in the middle of the night to find a sweatshirt of his hovering in the air as if being put on by an invisible person. A few more stories describe televisions being turned on and off, unsightly drafts, and the sighting of what one roommate believed to be an old woman in his room hiding behind his bed. Despite all the activity, one of my roommates remained a skeptic until one night when he and his girlfriend were alone in the living room. My roommate explained how he had gotten up and walked to the kitchen, but upon walking past the hallway, sighted a college-age kid standing at the other end, appearing transparent. The figure was completely invisible below his waist and was dressed in winter clothing. At last, he too admitted we had a ghost in the apartment. Weeks later, it was the birthday of another roommate. His bedroom had been decorated with helium-filled balloons as he and his girlfriend laid in bed together at about 5 in the evening. To their surprise, one balloon suddenly drifted down off the ceiling and out of the open door as if being carried by somebody. The rest of us were seated in the living room when we saw this balloon, still about 5 feet off the ground, travel up the hallway, through the kitchen, and out the apartment door. We immediately concluded that the wind took the balloon, but soon determined that it was impossible because the hallway ceiling is covered in pipes and vents and would have surely stopped the balloon dead in its tracks. Whatever took the balloon out of the apartment needed to have an ability to navigate through the hallway and kitchen and around the furniture. With all of us agreeing that a ghost had to be present, we decided to hold an EVP session late one night. The people attending the first season were just me and two of my roommates. We had an electronic tape recorder, and I set up the video camera feature on my laptop before turning it onto the three of us in the living room. We turned off the lights and began recording. We asked about 20 questions in the pitch black and heard no responses at all during the session. There was a point, however, about three quarters of the way through the interview when we all simultaneously began to feel uncomfortable, and my roommate suggested that the far corner of the room was giving off a terrible vibe, to which we all agreed and stopped the session.
We then proceeded to play back our recording. Of the 20 questions we asked, the first response came about 7 questions in, when my roommate asked, "Do you know who we are?" on the recording, and almost instantly in a clear male voice, something answers, "Uh-huh." A few questions later, my roommate asks, "Where do you live in the apartment?" To which a male voice whispering answered, "I don't." About 16 questions in, my roommate asks, "Can you make something move?" And the same whispering voice replies, "Make something move." And finally, when my roommate said, "I don't like the vibe I'm getting from that corner," and a clear man's voice with a clear Pennsylvania accent, it answers, "Nope." We were done with EVPs that night. We played the recordings for our other roommates and they did not believe they were real, even though the clear voices were obviously none of ours. We decided we would do another EVP session that night, this time a little bit earlier, and try to learn more about whatever we captured on that tape recorder. We again set up the same equipment for night 2. The second night of EVP recording had all 6 of us sitting around the living room in a similar fashion. Started out rather slow as we asked questions after question, still yielding no answer. My roommate at last decided to say, "We'll give you a minute of silence to make your presence known," and we all remained quiet. It was about 30 seconds into this minute when I heard something. It was the same exact voice from the previous night, and it came from the hallway. The voice very clearly said only one word, "Hello?" Once I heard this, I froze in my seat and could not contribute any more questions to the investigation. My roommates continued to ask questions, and we eventually migrated to the hallway where we, once again, asked for the spirit to make a noise, so we knew he was present. A few seconds later, we heard what sounded like something falling in one of the bedrooms and got up to investigate. We could not find what it could have been, but we asked, "Was that you?" into the tape recorder and got no audible answer. The second of our EVP session was done. I told them about the voice and no one else heard it. We then proceeded to play back our recording. We had asked about 30 to 40 questions this time around, and we played them back. We got absolutely no response up until we gave the spirit a minute of silence. To my surprise, the "hello" did not record on the tape recorder. A few questions later, one of my roommates asked, "What's your name?" To which we heard a clearly audible "Matthew." From this point on, Matthew had an answer for just about every question we asked him on the tape recorder. One question was, "How old are you?" To which Matthew responded by saying either 10 or 20 or 12. We assumed it was 20. "Were you a student here?" Prompted an uncertain response, but clearly something, "How can we communicate with you?" was answered by what sounded like, "Get out." Finally, the "Was that you?" question asked after we heard a noise answered with, "Yup." It was definite to us that we had captured something, and this apartment was, in fact, haunted. We attempted to find out who Matthew was, and I had pursued this by asking a local campus police officer about what deaths he had known about in or around the campus in recent years. His answer had only informed me of 3 deaths on campus in the last 26 years. One was a kid who froze to death in the snow after passing out while walking home. One was a homeless man who froze to death on a bench outside of the registration building. And a third was a kid who killed himself in his dorm room. We looked up the names of the 2 kids and learned that neither of them were named Matthew. It was a few nights later when Matthew returned, but not as a poltergeist like he had previously been. I'd been lying in my bed trying to go to sleep when suddenly I felt what seemed to be someone punching me in the stomach. I quickly opened my eyes to find no one and nothing around. Assuming I was dreaming, I went back to sleep. We heard a rumor that Matthew had lived in the apartment next to us sometime in the late 70s. The neighboring apartment had a small ledge outside of its living room window, which tenants were able to stand on. The rumor suggested Matthew had fallen off the edge to his death. However, we were yet to find any information backing this. While this is only a rumor, it's the only information we have on Matthew's death. A few weeks later, I was trying again to sleep in my bed when I was abruptly woken up. This time, what I felt was a punch in the arm, again very lightly. When this happened again the following night, I stopped sleeping in my bed. I began to sleep out in the living room on the couch every night. For the last 6 weeks of the semester, we were surprised to find that Matthew had almost disappeared. He was nowhere to be found and kept incredibly quiet. He made no more noise and no longer threw stuff or moved things. However, when I returned to my bed for sleep one night, I was again woken up by a punch to the arm. I continued to sleep in the living room. Our final encounter with Matthew came with 2 weeks left in the semester. It was again about 3 p.m. and one roommate and I were seated in the living room watching TV. While we sat, a football suddenly rolled out of the storage bin in the corner and across the floor until reaching the other end of the room. We had merely chalked it up to Matthew and ignored it. Last week, I decided to review the videos on my laptop, which I recorded during our EVP session. Both videos prompted their own eerie addition to our story. In the first video, there's an eerie light which rises up from the far corner of the living room right where the storage bin was. At the exact moment when my roommate asked, "Where do you live in the apartment?" Matthew answered, "I don't." The light only lasts for the duration of Matthew's response. The second video proved to me that I was not insane. When we decided to give Matthew a minute of silence, you can hear him clearly on the computer. After about 30 seconds, you hear, "Hello?" In the end, I'm not sure if I'm moving back into the apartment. Matthew seemed to be a friendly ghost once we began to talk to him, but his poltergeist nature, I feel, could be dangerous.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.